020-722-4000 is the telephone number. And we heard there from Ian about his son going to university. He studied history and politics, looking about going into the armed forces, it seems. And he's very proud of his son, but he would not tell anybody else what they should or shouldn't do. And I was asking for you to do exactly that. What advice would you give to a young person thinking about going to university? Would you just tell them, hold on a minute, it's not necessarily the best option? I mean, how much is a degree worth? Let's talk to Cash, who's in Walthamstow. Hi, Cash.
Good morning.
Good morning. Really well. Thank you for calling in.
That's fine.
So how much is a degree worth, do you think? Have you been to university?
I've been to university. I've done an apprenticeship. As soon as I left secondary school at 16, my mother gave me an ultimatum. You either get a job or you go to college. And so I done both with an apprenticeship, which was probably the best thing I ever done.
And what was that in, Cash?
It was in dental technology.
Oh.
And it was manufacturing dental appliances for dentists. So when you go to a dentist and take an impression, they send it down to us and we make them for you guys, basically, for the public. But
how on earth did you fall into that? Where did you find that? And were you interested in dentistry?
Well, I tell you what, I think they done it under false pretense, because in the newspaper at the time, when I looked at the job, they said a plaster worker, because there's a plaster and we make glass.
Yeah.
And I thought it was like that scene in Ghost, you know, where they're doing like pottery and and then obviously I sort of turned up at the lab. Luckily it was in Walthamstow, my hometown.
Yeah.
And then I started seeing all these teeth and I started researching it online. And then I thought, oh, this seems quite interesting. And I remember my first ever day, I turned up at the lab, and my boss at the time, he said to me, right, there's a machine there. We need to make this shape out of this plaster cast. So I went on there and I'd done it, and he looked at it and he went, whoa, he goes, this is actually really good. Where did you learn that? And I said, well, in school, we used to have a woodwork machine that used to be like a sand trimmer.
Yeah.
And you get to move the shapes around to like a circular shape. But it used to have a kickstand at the bottom to stop your tyre from getting caught into it.
I remember those. Yeah.
So from there, I mean, I'd done my apprenticeship at 17. I run the old classroom department downstairs. At 2021, I've become manager in one of the departments, and then at 25, I took over the company and bought it off my boss.
No!
So,
at 25?
Yeah, so at 25, I took over the company, and then I opened up a clinic as well where I treat patients for dentures. So patients come in off the street.
And it's just what Ian was talking about before. Did you ever think that is what you would end up doing when you were young?
I always wanted a job where I was wearing a suit, and I'm far from that. So, I mean, my clothes that I'm wearing now, probably, I think my staff are a lot better off than me.
I'm just thinking about all those young people who are worried about getting a job and worried at the moment about thinking about going to university or doing... Are those opportunities... When was this, Cash? When did you do your apprenticeship?
I done my apprenticeship in 2005. I'm only 29 at the moment.
Oh, right. So it's not that long ago. So there was opportunity for you then. Do you think it's the same now and it can happen again to someone like you?
It can happen again, I reckon, but they need to reform the apprenticeships.
Why? Tell us what's wrong with them then.
The apprenticeships at the moment, when I was in secondary school, you didn't have to go into college. You didn't have to go into. You can get a job.
Yeah, same as me. Yeah. Now you do, don't you? You have to stay till you're 18.
This is the problem, because when you're in secondary, my fiancée, she's a secondary school teacher, and she tells me what's going on as well.
Yeah.
And what usually happens now is when you're from year 7 to year 11, you know, you wear uniforms, you have to get in on time, you call your teachers sir and miss.
Yeah.
When you go to college, you start calling them by their first name.
Mm-hmm.
You start wearing a uniform. You can come in at certain times. You know, you don't have to sort
do what you want, really, can't you?
And, well, that's the most important years, I personally think, because by the time they left college and then they come to employment, they've lost all of them skills of
discipline. It's discipline.
Discipline, that's right. And, I mean, it's not anyone's fault. It's just the way everything's going now.
So maybe colleges or sixth forms need to be more like secondary school.
Absolutely. I personally think that because I've put apprenticeships out sort of every month. I mean, I've got about 17 members of staff, and I've put apprenticeships out, and the youngest age I got for an apprentice was 30 years old. You can't give them. I've taken on people. I mean, the last apprentice I took on, she was 49. And the thing is, you can't pay people apprenticeship wage when they've got mortgages.
I was just thinking,
kids,
yeah, at that age, you want to be earning a proper living, don't you?
Exactly. And it's very hard for an employer, especially with all of this, the new stuff that's kicking in at the moment, it's very hard to offer an apprenticeship. And I mean, I keep offering apprenticeships for young persons.
Do you go into schools or how do you sell your apprenticeships?
In our trade, we've got the colleges that have their own structures already for apprenticeships, and they usually send across students to you. But what happened was there was a monopoly, I think, on the whole universities and college where they were, although they were giving out apprenticeships, they were telling people to come on board to their course, the dental technology one.
Yeah.
What was ending up happening was they were getting a lot of overseas students. And
right.
There was a lot more emphasis on the overseas students because of the fact they can up the premium, and they used to pay more.
I'll use this word again, sexy. What kid is going to want to go, oh yeah, I want to do dental technology? How do you make it interesting?
Well, 3D technologies come into play, and anyone when I first started in the lab, I had an advantage because I knew about computers. I developed operating systems when I was 12, so I knew about how to computer program. And now, where you get a guy sitting at a bench with a Bunsen burner, it's all changed now. You've got a computer screen in front of you, and kids that are really into 3D graphic design, and I mean, they're scrapping some of the key core manufacturing protocols in schools. So, I mean, I heard that they were trying to scrap the design and technology. And from that point of view, I mean, I would always say an apprenticeship, and an apprenticeship would always lead on to college and university. So you're in the best of both worlds.
Because we're coming up to the headlines, this is such an interesting call, and I'm so glad you called, Cash. Just for people, there may be people, mothers and fathers, or even young people listening right now, who may think, I actually would love to go and do that, and I want to be an apprentice with Cash in Walthamstow. I want to go over there and do it. So how would they get in touch with you if they do want that?
I mean, they could easily just go onto our website, bremerdent.co.uk.
The what?
Bremerdent. It's the dental lab. Bremerdent Dental Laboratory.
Just spell that out for us.
B-R.
Yeah.
Echo Mother.
Yeah.
Alpha Delta Echo November Tango .co.uk.
And Bremerdent.co.uk. That's the company.
Yeah, that was a company. It was my boss's. It was a mixture of names, basically. And
Bremerdent.co.uk. And you never know that the next 20-year-old... How old were you? 16, weren't you? 16?
I was 16 when I started.
So the next 16-year-old who could be listening now might come along and be taking over and buying the company off you in a few years from now. What a story! Well done, Cash. And thanks so much for giving us a call. Wow, what a brilliant story. Cash in Walthamstow there, doing an apprenticeship at 16 in a dental tech lab, and now by 25 he owns the company. Wow, what is that if it is an opportunity? Right, it's 5:31. On the way, we've got some sports news, first travel bulletin of the day, but Matthew Schofield has the latest news headlines for London now. 020 722 4200 is the phone number. How much is a degree worth? Could you put a monetary figure on it? How much is a degree worth? Some of these students are coming up with £50,000 worth of debt. One of our earlier callers said he's in £29,000 worth of debt. He got a first-class honours degree in engineering from Imperial College London, and he's driving a lorry. That's the reality of it. He says, don't go to university. Please do an apprenticeship. We've just heard how good apprenticeships are. Just before the news there, we spoke to Cash in Walthamstow, who started an apprenticeship at the age of 16. He's now running the company. Not just running the company, he bought the company from his boss at the age of 25. And 29, he's now offering apprenticeships to other people. And if you want one, it's bremerdent.co.uk. Have a look at their website. Why not? There's opportunities there. If you're stuck as a young person right now, not really sure what to do, is it around the time now, Robbie? I don't know, because I never went to university. Is it about the time now that people think about... Actually, in fact, I know a couple of people in my life who...